So the one brother passed away. ondan da vastivi, daha da duruyor, bir vastivi kuri. So this umbrella of vastivi kuri, despite his physical challenges, the father had put him in the his class. In Westwood, in the his class. He joined the his class in the masjid there. And with Allah's present, he completed his hit. And when he completed his hit, I recall the father was so happy. And then he told us, please, must come for the Jalsa. So the Hing Jalsa was in the Westwood Masjid. Allah Ta'ala allowed for us to attend the Jalsa. And then the father used to bring the son and come from Madrasa and Masjid. The youngster was wheelchair bound. It was an electric wheelchair. And he could maneuver that. Even in the soft, he'd go front, come back, and he'd make sure he's straight in the soft. And every day after Thursdays, after the Masjid, whenever he was there, so he used to make sure he waits. He waits, you know, to come and make salam. Come with the wheelchair, stop. He'd make salam, he'd say something, whatever he wanted to say, he'd say, and then he would go away. And the father used to make the khidmat of his son. He used to see the father when he pushed the wheelchair, goes across the road, go to the parking, put the child into the motor car, then close the wheelchair, put in the boot. I've never seen him get upset or angry. Even at Reservoir Masjid sometimes, we used to go there. Now I haven't been there a very long time before. We used to go to see the father coming with the son, park the car, take off the wheelchair, put the son in the wheelchair. And today the child passed him. Allah Ta'ala grant him high status in the Jannat al-Firdaws, and Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the parents also. I was sitting and I'm thinking about this thing, that, you know, what's important in this life? You know, the child, from a worldly perspective, he had challenges. He couldn't lead a life as what we would term a normal life. Despite that, Allah Ta'ala gave him the Qur'an al-Kareem. Despite that, Allah Ta'ala gave him the Qur'an al-Kareem. He had a sunnah beard, always in kurta, topi, attending majalis, namazi, doing namazi in front of. Now, all that comes behind. All that is what's going to count. He passed away, whatever in the dunya, whatever he couldn't, you know, partake in or live life, as we would say, to the fullest or whatever. Of what essence is it now? Now it's all about the akhirat. And in the akhirat, the person will be, inshallah ta'ala, he will be completely normal now. No physical challenges, nothing, completely normal. Right? And if Allah ta'ala has accepted him as a hafiz of Quran, then he will be from those now. The father was making his khidmat and all that, but now he will be from those that through his barakat the parents will be given a crown on the day of Qiyamah, and it will be said to him now, recite. Yeah, he couldn't walk, moving in a wheelchair, but yeah, he'll be climbing the stairs of Jannah, recite, read, and climb. So, this life is not about this dunya. Life is not about the dunya. This life is about the akhirah. All this whole life is a preparation for the akhirah. The things in this world will come and go, halat will come and go, challenges will come and go, whatever, but those things are all just temporary things. I don't know, because yesterday we were discussing that Mahmud Ghaznavi, Rahmatullah Ali, told Ayaz, Rahmatullah Ali, and I want you to inscribe something for me on this ring. And when I'm happy and I look at it, it must bring my happiness in check. In other words, I want to be overly happy. And if I'm sad and if I look at it, it must bring my sadness also in check. So, Ayaz Rahimahullah, he wrote on the thing, this moment will pass. This moment will pass. So, whether it is a moment that is making a person happy, is going to pass. Whether it is a sad moment, it is going to pass. The main thing is about the akhirat. Because in the akhirat, if a person goes with iman, then once he is put into Jannat al-Firdaws, now there is no sadness, there is no difficulties. And if a person goes without iman, now there is no happiness. No happiness. So this whole life is a preparation for the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So tomorrow now, the Hujjaj will start to proceed. Hujjaj will be all now. Last preparation. So that the whole suffer has suffered now. This is the pinnacle of it. Those who went away 3-4 weeks before, now is the real pinnacle of it now. Everybody will now, last minute preparations, and tomorrow morning now they will start proceeding to Mina. So, when it is that time, obviously those that are there, they are there. Allah Ta'ala accept their ibadat, their manasik, and make them true ambassadors of the Ummah. And when they raise their hands to make dua, Allah Ta'ala make them think of us, remember us, and they make dua for us also, and the entire Ummah. Allah Ta'ala make their maghfirat, and Allah Ta'ala make the maghfirat of all those for whom the Hadith seeks forgiveness. That's a dua we make for the Hadith. May Allah forgive the Hadi, and whoever the Hadi is seeking forgiveness for, all those two will be forgiven. So obviously the mind and the heart goes away there. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali is to recite this Ash'ar here of Hazrat Shaqi Makhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So I remember one day we were in Madina Nawala, and Hazrat told somebody to recite this, to recite some Ash'ar. So Hazrat Mawlana Mukhtar Sahib's sons were there, they were young at the time. Now Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, they all ulama serving deen, and that's how they take them from strength to strength. At that time they were young. So one of them went to read this. So when he started reading, so I said to him, now we hear already, don't read this one, read something else. So I thought we'll read a few couplets from here. Now we're home after Maghrib, and the family is telling me that her nephew called, and he said, you must tell me to come for supper, because Mawlana Muhammad Patel was having supper then in the house. So he is good Mawlana de Madina Mawlana. So now we are down on a break. So I told him, I'm not going to see him now. He must have phoned before Asr or something. And after Maghrib that time I came, I was too late to go. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali had this tamanna to be in Madina Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala made it that his son is there. Son is in Madina Munawwara. Sometimes, you know, when you know the person, you know the person from before. So then we, you know, we don't have the proper respect and all that for the person, you know. Like when we were youngsters now, the first time Allah Ta'ala took us to Haramain Sharifin, must have been about 9, 10 years old, right? Around that age, 9, 8, around. So one of my uncles had taken us. So when we came there, to Madina Mawana, so obviously all the salam and everything, but then he made it a point that he takes us to go and meet Hajji Nakhulasa. At that time, Hajisa was so much younger. He said, no, this man from South Africa is living in Madina Mawana. How fortunate he is. He's a South African and he's living in Madina Mawana. So it's the same thing. These people that have moved from Madina Mawana, and you take them one of our Bogat San, Muhammad Patel San, others that have moved and living in there, some Mia people. A lot of people now moved there. One of my satis also, Jina, who is living in Madina Mawana. How fortunate that they are living there in Madina Mawana. Every day they can go and present themselves. And the Raza Mubarak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called it Sanaa. And Mawlana Muhammad, Allah Ta'ala, him desire khair. But he said, every day I go and present myself to Raza Mubarak, and every day when Hazrat Qarisa was alive, so every day I convey Hazrat Qarisa of Sanaa and I convey your Sanaa. No, what a big thing that is. Allah Ta'ala rewarded. So this kalam was a chakim kalam is titled Rang Laaye Ki Kab Meri Aaye. When are my tears going to bear fruit? Rang means color. When are these tears going to bring color? In other words, when am I going to now? So much I am crying. Allah give us tawfiq to cry at least to go to Madina Munawwara. Our love is so deficient. Sometimes we are not even crying, we don't even have that yearning and that desire to go to Madina Munawwara. Allah bless us with that. So, in other words, I'm trying so long to go to Madina Munawwara. When is it going to become a reality for me when I go to Madina Munawwara? This morning, one of our students who was here in the gap year for a while, so he phoned to say that Moana wanted to go for Umrah, but my father said on his first morning, make the shara with you. Saleh is a Qalim also. So I said, no, how are you going to go now? It's Hajj time. He said, no, after Hajj. So he says, I got two vehicles. So the niyat is to sell one vehicle and use that money and go away from Umrah. People have, you know, I mean, a youngster now, he got two vehicles. It's a big thing for him, you know, two cars, and then he's prepared to sell his one vehicle, and he was to take that money now and go away to Madina Munawwara, go away from Umrah. Allah Ta'ala bless us with that. I'm not saying, well, Lord, sell your cars now and go away, because his condition is different. I asked him properly to that car now, he's not a zarura, you don't need it, this, that. Everybody's situation is different. Rang laayegi kab meri aahe, phir Madina ki janib ko jaaye. رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں، پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائیں، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد، کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے، جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو، ان کو افسانے غم سنائے. سم اکنالی مینشنگ دیا رنگ لائے گی کب میری آئے، ون آر دیز ٹیئرز ویل ٹو بیئر فروٹ اینڈ دین آئی کین پروسیڈ ان دا ڈائریکشن آف مدینہ منورہ. سو ون از ٹو پروسیڈ تھرو مدینہ منورہ، دیٹ ناؤ اللہ تعالیٰ میکس اٹ پاسبل فار اس وی کین گو. But the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we can make amal on now. Hazrat Rahmatullahi used to say that sometime a person is standing right at the Roza Aqdas of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he's very far away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's close to the Roza Mubarak, but he's very far from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes a person is very far away from the Roza Mubarak, but he is very close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Person sometimes standing right there, but he got no sunnah in his life. He got no intention of bringing the sunnah also in his life. Right? So then he is very far away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a person sometimes he never seen Madina Munawwara. He is far away from Madina Munawwara. But he's پابند سنت، پابند شریعت، he's reading گرو شریعت، he got love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart, and he is very near to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد، when the scene of the green dome will come, scene of the green dome now, my eyes will fall on the green dome. Yes, the sun may arise over there. And I will just now become intoxicated in reading Durood upon the Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, now Allah Ta'ala has destined inshaAllah, I mean, the heart only Allah knows, but from outward what we saw, a very deep hearted love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Madina Munawwara, to see the green dome, Hazrat was like a little child. Like a little child, seeing a new toy or something. Hazrat would walk, he wanted to see the green dome from this angle. You take a walk, you turn the wall. Those days didn't have all those umbrellas and all that. So the you know, it's a clear view to the green room. So you come around the corner and look at it from this side, actually. And from the other side. Mm-hmm. One incident is very famous about Hazrat Rahmatullah. He mentioned it himself. He was standing there and he's looking at the gumbad, deeply thought. And one person from Johannesburg, the doctor, he knew Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. So he came there and he made salam. Hazrat never gave him no jawab. He was lost in thought. So eventually that person, you know, he got Hazrat's attention. And then he told Hazrat, what are you looking at? So spontaneously Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali told him, no, I'm looking at the flights coming. That person was a little bit. The other said, oh, aeroplane is in. What flight are you talking about? So then Hazrat told him that each person who is reading Durood Sharif around the world, right, the Malaika are coming, conveying the Durood to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sending Jawab to that person. Those are the flights that are coming in and going out. Allah Ta'ala alone knows whether Hazrat was just visualizing it, or whether Allah Ta'ala showed him some kash, or what it was that he was so much engrossed in thought, that between him and Allah Ta'ala. Yeah? But this is the Ahmullah. They're not just looking at one green dome now. The hadiths are flashing before them. So many things are going through their minds. One time when Hazrat was going to go to Madina Munawwara, so one person had a dream, yeah, and he dreamt that everything is lit up in Madina Munawwara, and the dome, the gumbat is opening like a flower, opening, flower, it's like jubilant, you know, so happy. Then the person asked, like, what's the whole excitement about, you know? He said, no, Yunus Patel is coming. The other Prophet is coming to Madina. So, Latara blessed him with that kind of, from what we saw, that kind of ish and love. Allah bless us also. So, jab huzuri ka alam atar, when Allah Ta'ala will bless me that I can present myself to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to unko afsana hai gham sunai. Pour my heart out to him. When Hazrat used to go to make salam, so one is during the day sometimes short salam, but his habit was that at night around 11 o'clock, around that time, you know, after 10 or 11, depending on what time was Isha, then he used to go to where he makes salam. And he would enter the haram. In those days you could enter there in the front and read two rakat namaz. Well, now you can't read no namaz there. So he would enter, read the two rakat salah, and then he would walk. Very slowly would walk. Gaze is low. Ali Farooq Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, he mentions, you know, Ahista Qadam, Nichi Nida. Hazrat used to be then. Ahista Qadam, Nichi Nida. Walk slowly, head was down, not looking right, left, nothing, totally, you know, focused. Until he would come now in front of the Rozan Bar, and then he would offer his salam. Out of respect, not looking anywhere, head down, and whatever salam he was making, there was between him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah Ta'ala. Yeah? But totally focused, not looking right, left, nowhere, nothing. And Hazrat used to say that when you go there, those days you could sit. People used to sit on there sometimes from one namaz to the next namaz. To say, as soon as you find your mind is wandering, then go away. It's disrespectful. If you arrive there in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and now your mind is wandering, thinking of something else, please, the mother, that whole ruh is out. People are walking, they're busy taking pictures of the chandeliers. Ringtones, musical ringtones are heard. People are taking photographs. Sometimes people are video calling. The video calling who and now we here now mean the whole essence, you know. They maybe got more love than us too, you know, disputing anything of that. But from what we've been taught, this is like me and me now. The raising the voices, all this, like me and me in the presence of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. अब न जाना हो गल हमको वापस चुप के ये मांगे दुआए अब न जाना हो गल हमको वापस चुप के ये मांगे दुआए नाउ मसल रिटर्न होम In other words, I must pass me. So quietly, I'm making that dua. Quietly, I'll make that dua. So I must pass me. Mustn't return home. This one Yusuf, I forget the name. Hazrat Prophet Punjabi mentioned this incident. This person had gone to Madina Munawwara and now you got your visa till when you can stay and all that. In those days you should get wrong visa. Now they don't give something. Now you're going tourist to give wrong visa. Umrah is a short visa. So when the time came, his visa was going to expire. So he went to get it extended. So you could extend one time. So he went and he got it extended, so they extended it another few weeks or whatever. But now that time was also getting expired. So he went back to the whatever offices there. So they give him a form to fill in and they give a reason there why you want to extend. So he wrote there, forget. So the officer, and he took the paper and he saw the reason, so he's showing the other ones there and they having a good laugh, like this man wrote there. But they were so amused by him that they extended the visa. But then he passed away in that time. Before the visa could expire now, he passed away. So to pass away in Madina Munawwara is a great thing. The people of Baqi and the people of Mu'alla, they will be the first people to be resurrected. So then these two groups will meet. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be with them. And then the other mu'mineen all will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah.
तेरे दर पर मेरा सर हो यार अब जान इस तरह तुझ पर लुटाए मुझको अपना बना लो करम से मुंतजम करिए मांगे दुआए
इसको कहो मदीना मुनव्वरा Now, the Shafi Masharsa is speaking about Makkah Mukarrama. You see, Tere dar par mera sar ho ya rab. So Allah Ta'ala, at your doorstep must be my head. In other words, I must be in sajda in front of you, through myself, at your doorstep. And I must give my life for this. So one is literal, One is literal, pass away by the Baitullah, Kaaba Sharif. One day, when Hazrat had gone to Umrah, so one person from one of the Arab countries, he was in Ihram, he made his tawaf to Umrah, and after that he went to read his two rakats, wajibus tawaf, and he passed away. In Ihram, there on the Fatah. Personally, he was so touched by this that for a while after that, he spoke about it. After returning, he spoke about it. And he used to say, "Woh qabile rashk maut tha." So that's it. And death to envy. But little did he know, Allah Ta'ala is going to take him also on the same mazhab. Allah Ta'ala took him also on the same mazhab. And but that person, he was in Ihram, this is when he's Tawaf or Umrah. He was reading Surah Al-Aswari with Tawaf. So one is like that, literally to go like that. The other is submission to Allah Ta'ala. Wherever we are, my head must be at the door of Allah Ta'ala. And my life must come out like that. While I am submitting to Allah Ta'ala. No other ambitions and no other things in my life. I just submit myself to Allah Ta'ala, fulfill Allah Ta'ala's command. Hazrat Muhammad al-Haq Maldasa always said, his desire, my desire is his desire. My wish is his wish. In other words, what Allah wants, that's what I am for. I am his banda. What he wants, I got no desires and wishes of my own, ambitions of my own. And then mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Do Allah, I am not worthy of believing. If you are a Kareem, Kareem Allah meaning you give to those who don't deserve. So out of your karam make me yours. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Multazam par ye maange dua. When I'm attached at the multazam, I will make this dua. Jannah make me yours out of your karam. My amal may be weak, everything of mine, my akhlaq is scripted, everything is upside down. But out of your shan of kareemi, you make me yours.
Dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye.
So Allah, this both worlds, what value, what is the reality of both worlds? No matter how many worlds they may be, let it all be spent for Allah, all be sacrificed. No matter how many worlds they may be. So, this question we must ask ourselves all the time. That this temporary dunya that is there, am I prepared to sacrifice it for the love of Allah Ta'ala? So Allah Ta'ala is not saying that we must deprive ourselves of that which is halal, that which we need. But anything that is prohibited, anything that is wrong, I must, no matter how much it may be, Hazrat Muhammad Tilani used to say that for a believer, so if somebody has to tell him, well, you want the rocket, one is a believer who won't enter lotto. Let's say somebody bought one card for him and they put, they tell him now you won so many million in the lotto. See, to him, it's so many million buckets of feces. You got no value. So many million pigs. You got no value. So anything that is prohibited got no value in the چیزوں کو قابل لعنت سمجھتا ہو جس سے دوستو رب میرا ناراض ہو جاتا ہے. Those things which make my Allah angry, I consider those things to be cursed. Those things are cursed. Don't go anywhere near it. No matter what people may be saying, they're getting this enjoyment, that enjoyment, they're making so much money, they're doing that, they're doing this. But if it is something that my Allah Ta'ala and my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has prohibited, I don't want to go anywhere near that. If Allah Ta'ala make us like this, the Chaki Makhdar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, while he was, after he had a stroke also, But so much he still traveled, trying to spread the word of Allah Ta'ala, connecting people to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Rahmatullahi also, how sick he was. But still, in this zaman now you look at Abdul Hamid Sahib. When you look at them, you think, you know what, is he even going to make it? Is he even going to manage to stand up? Like, but despite all of that, traveling, non-stop, this program, that program, all this, that, Allah's makhluk was there, connected with the heart. That's all. No other motive. So, Hazrat Chaki Muhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh mentions here, Sare Aalam mein phir phir ke ya Rab tera dard-e-mohabbat sunaye, tera dard-e-mohabbat suna kar sare aalam ko majnoo banaye, sare aalam ko majnoo bana kar mere mola tere geet gaaye. Subhanallah, I must move around the whole world. Sare aalam mein phir phir ke ya Rab, go in the whole world, I must go. Doing what? Tera dard-e-muhabbat sunaye. I must tell people about your love. Make people, inform people about your love, the pain of your love. And then, when I inform them of your love, then I must make the whole world mad in your love. The whole world will become mad in your love. And after making the whole world mad in your love, you know, my love, I must sing your love song. Sing your love song. That must be my life. Go around speaking about Allah Ta'ala, connecting people with Allah Ta'ala. Everybody will become mad in Allah Ta'ala's love. And I must carry on making Allah. What else do you need to like? These Buzugani Deen, they remind us of the couplet of Hazrat Chaki Muhtar Sahib. Bulbul ko na tukar ei nada, paabande sukoot aur khamoshi. जब उसको चमन याद आएगा ना तो भी लबों पर आएगी. So, oh you foolish man, where are you trying to silence the nightingale? बुलबुल को न तो करके नागा पाबंद सुकूत और खामोशी. Where are you trying to restrict this talking of the nightingale, trying to silence the nightingale? When he's going to remember the flowers of the garden, he could definitely start singing. So the Buzurgan in India are like that. The Kaab in India are like that. In whichever field they may be, those that are in the field of Ta'aleem, they just want to teach one. Those that are in the field of Tabligh, wherever they get a mocha, they are making somebody's tashkir, they are talking about Allah Ta'ala, they are talking 6 points, they are talking, those in the soul, Allah, Allah, Allah's love is connected with Allah Ta'ala, whichever field they may be in. That's the only thing that they are worried about. Everybody must get connected with Allah Ta'ala.
लगते कुर्ब पाकर तेरी हम लगते दो जहां भूल जाए.
When we get the taste of Allah Ta'ala's closeness, then we will forget any enjoyment of this world. There's no enjoyment of this world that can come anywhere near. You know, sometimes eating fruit. So you eat a very sweet fruit. So you must know which one is sweeter than the other. You eat the very sweet one first. The other one after that, yeah, it don't taste sweet now. Although that one may also be sweet, but because this one was so sweet, so you don't taste the sugar in the other one. When a person gets the sweetness of the love of Allah Ta'ala, sweetness of Iman, the world can't tempt him after that. Because he's got such a sweetness. Now, you come in and give him something that's diluted. You got the real thing. Well, the real thing. And are you giving him a fake? You're giving him something diluted. You're not going to pull him away. The stronger the person's connection with Allah Ta'ala. You know, they say, everybody got a price tag. Everybody got its price. And you see these Allah Wala Lidmo price. You can't buy them. You can't bribe them. You can't. Why? Because they're tasting something else. They're tasting something else. The sweetness they're experiencing is something else. Now where you come in, they're not going to get bought off. Said Ibrahim Adham. When he left the whole kingdom of Balkh, and now he was sitting there on the bank of the river and he's mending his clothes. The man was wearing royal robes, now he's sitting like a fakir now, and he is mending his own clothes. So that the person who had now become the king of Balkh, he was walking with some ministers, and they saw Ibrahim Adham in this condition. So he told him, he said, you know what, you come back to the palace. Immediately the throne is yours. I won't even contest it. You come back, the throne is yours. So Ibrahim Adham, he wanted to show him a different kingdom. So he took his needle, he threw it in the water. And he said, Ya Allah, give my needle back to me. As soon as he made that dua, so many fish, they came out, their heads popping out of the water, and all got a golden needle in their mouth. Now, had it been us, we would have been take one yet now and start. So you see, they are connected to something else. So the world doesn't tempt them. They're connected to something else. So he says, Ya Allah, I want my needle. I want this gold needle that I want. I want my needle. So then one fish came up with his needle. So then he took the needle. So he asked the new king of Balkh. He says, so you tell me now, which kingdom is better? So that person took off his robe too. He gave the ministers. He said, Ja, mate, I'm taking bayya by you. That's wrong here. So they are exposed to something else. Allah Ta'ala gave them something else. Now, they got the king of kings in their heart. Right? And now you want to tempt them with something else. Doesn't work. در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر اہل درد محبت کو پائے. This is the اختر referring to itself, that he goes from place to place. What he is looking for, what he is seeking, people who have got the love of Allah Ta'ala. Where you can find somebody what the love of Allah Ta'ala. So this Kalam of this Bhujibanidin is not just poetry, you know. A lot of lessons in there. A lot of lessons for us to take. Allah Ta'ala bless us with His love, the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that love must be a means of us submitting to Allah's word and enter deep in there. So now I be at the means of the and I accept the Hajjat Mubjah. Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ali Sayyidina اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة اللهم ربنا يا رب يا رب ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله يا رحمن يا رب يا كريم يا غفور يا رؤوف الرحيم يا ابا الرحيم يا رحمة مساكين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار القلوب يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والعزة التي لا تراه نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك والله وأعوذ بجلد الله كانت الله لغنى الله قلت الله قلت الله كيف الله هو الله نفس قليل هو الله بكرس بيس من إزبادات تنتين قليل هو الله يلوني سيز الله يقول قوس قول الشرطين قول بيكسس قول بيكسس سيز الله يحضر في أتنى الدنور مبارك نفس We have extended our begging force before you, O Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive each and every one of us, O Allah. Forgive each and every sin that we have committed, O Allah. From the time we became of age, that I got to this very day, O Allah. Sariha, Kabira, Amadan, Khatan, Vahiri, Bhajni, Sari Kunal, Ki Makhlut, Sarmadhe, O Allah. Ya Allah, if you don't forgive us, we have been to walk on. Please go on the poor to us, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are not even thrown to you, O Allah. Ya Allah, you are not even thrown to you, O Allah. To us, O Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. Have mercy on us, O Allah. Ya Allah, to be a shahad of Rahimi, Karimi. Forgive us, O Allah. Forgive us, O Allah. Ya Allah, we ourselves, we are tired of this life of sin, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, this life of sin has brought nothing but pain, misery, sorrow, O Allah. Ya Allah, we believe of you. Take us out of this life of Zuna. Ya Allah, take us out of Zulumat and put us into Nur, O Allah. Take us out of Guna, O Allah. Take us out of the life of Masjid. This is now the life of Ifarat, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, this life is gone, is gone. We cannot bring back a single one. But O Allah, from this moment onwards, O Allah, you put us on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Make us part of the Sharia. Make us part of the Sunnah, O Allah. Make us your sincere brothers, O Allah. Ya Allah, kab tak munafiqon ki taraf rukte rahenge. Khawaya hissa wa hadith badal. Khawaya hissa wa hadith badal. غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہ گاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا حرکتوں میں بسا آ جائے بوڑھا دل بدل Let us
طلب کے لیے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یا اللہ فقیر اور دیر صبح کا ہم ان کی بہت دیر یا اللہ بھی کس کے خون میں سنتا ہے اس کو بیلنس وسطوں کی تمہیں کہ وہ بیلنس خدمت ہو رہا ہے قسموں کی سو سکرین تکلیف کا بیلنس ہوتا ہے This is what was the best of dunya and the best of happiness. This is what was hidayat to Allah. Cause your hidayat to Allah spread in the entire world to Allah. Ya Allah, except all the khidmah to deen that is in peace to Allah. Tabdeel or da'wah ki kaam ko ab qubool farmaa. Khandao ko ab qubool farmaa. Masajid, matati, darulumo ko ab qubool farmaa. Social kaamo ko ab qubool farmaa. Ya Allah, مجاہدین کی جہاد کو اب قبول فرما یا اللہ ایک سے بہت لوگوں سے دین و اللہ ایک بہت لوگوں سے دین فرام سٹرینتھ ٹو سٹرینتھ و اللہ ایک بہت لوگوں سے دین بھی ہے نیز اور ہدایت و اللہ یا اللہ لوگ نے تس محتاج لینی بلی و اللہ یو کے کیر و پس و اللہ یا اللہ ریموو دی رب و دنیا فرام اللہ سے و اللہ ریموو دس گریف فرام اللہ سے و اللہ Ya Allah, protect us from ujub, from gibber, from riyah, from nifaq, from shirk, from kufr, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep us steadfast upon the path of the Allah. Take us away with Allah, khatib us here upon the path of Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with good akhlaq, remove from us all the desires of Allah. Ya Allah, you keep us with istiqamah and sirat al-mustaqim, O Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours and you become ours, O Allah. یا اللہ کوز رسی کے نیم اندرات میں شفا کی کامیتا آج ہی رب اس تمہیں رکھتا ہے جو ہی فائنینشل ڈیفیکلٹی جو بل کم دے فائنینشل پرابلمز ہوگا یا اللہ یہ لوگ جائز حاجات جن رہا تو ایچ اینڈ ایوری پرسن پر فور ایچ اینڈ ایوری پرسن جائز حاجات یو نو دا پرابلمز اینڈ ڈیفیکلٹیز دیٹ ایچ ون می بی فیسنگ یو اسسٹ اینڈ ہیلپ ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس ان اور پرابلمز اینڈ ڈیفیکلٹیز ہوگا یا اللہ Give us the best of dunya, give us the best of akhirat, O Allah. Give us two feet to make mukammal islam, O Allah. Ya Allah, let our homes be environments of deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your nur, O Allah. Bless us with your ma'rifat, O Allah. Bless us with your qurb, O Allah. Ya Allah, make us from those whom the Quran Sharif calls ulul albab, O Allah. Those who make tafakkur, O Allah, who need dhikr, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sifat of kasrat zikr, dawa wa ta'at wa ta'at. Ya Allah, put your love in the recesses of our hearts, O Allah. Ya Allah, all the time we must be thinking of you. All the time our tongues must be moist with your mouth name. Our hearts and our minds must be engaged with you, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept the hajj of the hujjaj, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep them in good health, O Allah. Except their du'as, their ziyarat, O Allah, their manasik, O Allah. Ya Allah, when they raise their hands to make du'a, let them remember us, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep them all safe, O Allah. Ya Allah, you take care of them, you make them true ambassadors of the Ummah, O Allah. Ya Allah, come to their aid and the assistance of the Ummah around the globe. Those who work on countries, poverty-stricken countries, disaster-stricken countries, Ya Allah, come to the aid and the assistance of our brothers, sisters, masoom children in Gaza, O Allah. Ya Allah, you come to the aid and assistance. Ya Allah, you feed them, O Allah. You clothe them, O Allah. You shelter them, O Allah. You protect them, O Allah. Ya Allah.
Thank you.